Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Inspirational Living Podcast. I'm Marianne Johansson.
And I'm Ryan Cassidy. And I just wanted to say welcome back, Marianne. I'm so glad that you're feeling so much better.
Thank you so much, Ryan. Yeah, I had this really bad flu, which I've heard that it's affecting people in so many countries. So if there's anyone out there with down with the flu, I just want to wish you lots of good health and a speed recovery. So thank you to everyone who's joining us tonight here at Inspirational Living Podcast. Our podcast is a weekly show that inspires and motivates you to live an emotionally and spiritually balanced life. And tonight's topic is going to be about events from the past and how they can still hover around us and affect our thinking, our emotions, or even hold back our actions. And so certain people or events in the present can trigger these uncomfortable feelings or traumas from our past. And we may suddenly get an uncomfortable yet strangely familiar feeling, or we may find ourselves stuck in an unwanted situation, or we can feel that we're going through the same difficult scenario over and over again. And when we feel this way, it's helpful to look at the circumstances surrounding the situation and to dare go through the issues and learn to handle these situations. Not always an easy task.
No, not at all. And it can be really apparent when we are working in relationships, whether they're romantic, platonic, or even our work-related relationships. For example, if you were in a situation where you felt that your voice was being stifled, or you couldn't be yourself, or you were in an abusive or controlling situation, once removed from that environment, even years down the line, you can begin to notice similar feelings manifest in new relationships. And although your new circumstances might be supportive, someone may unknowingly say something that can trigger emotions that were felt in previous situations because the energetic imprint from the past is still with you, even though circumstances are different.
Exactly, Ryan. What we want to avoid, really, to bring all that old baggage with us wherever we go. And there are ways to do that, and we're going to look at some of them now. So, like, imagine that throughout our life we carry a backpack, a metaphorical emotional backpack that is on us always. And we want to keep that backpack as light as possible. Otherwise, you know, by the time we get older and have traveled further and further on our life's journey, this backpack is going to get pretty cramped and heavy if we keep holding on to every emotion and every feeling we have, and if we don't discard the things that we no longer need as we go along. So right now, maybe we can all take a moment, just take a moment and think about what you have in your backpack. And maybe you can visualize feelings, or you can feel some of them, and you may notice that there are some that you try to avoid. And whatever they are, just notice what is in your backpack. And you probably want to keep the lightweight experiences and emotions in there because they don't weigh a lot. And you can open up and take joy from these anytime you want, like happy memories that make you feel good. And these are the ones that we like to hold on to and keep in our backpack. But there's also going to be some heavyweights in there. And we all go through tough experiences in life, and we unknowingly hold on to emotions like hurt or shame, anger, bitterness, or feelings like revenge even. And it's these heavy emotions that no longer serve us well that we want to learn from and then empty out of our backpack. So right now, we can just try to offload any of those emotions that come to our immediate attention. And they could be maybe old programming from your parents or things you have told yourself many times that are putting yourself down. So simply open up your backpack and let them float out of there. And don't worry, the happy ones and the ones you want to hold on to will stay in there. They will not float out of there. And this is just one exercise that may help release some past hurts and difficult feelings or thoughts even that may be draining us today. But there's still going to be maybe other and deeper traumas in our backpack. And they do require more time and more work to release and get through, right, Ryan?
That's true, Marianne. And I love that backpack metaphor. it's a very good way to visualize what it is that you're holding on to. And I do feel that it can be helpful to visualize it getting lighter, as you said, and letting it just release. But let's consider what can happen to people who are carrying around a painful energetic imprint and don't realize that it's there. Now, this can happen to many people who have experienced trauma and have unknowingly buried painful experiences in their subconscious, only to have it resurface years later. And many don't realize their feelings, such as anger, guilt, and deep sadness, is actually stemming from either a situation that they have just tucked away or temporarily forgotten. And tucking it away is really the mind trying to protect us from reliving those painful memories. And the pain related to this trauma can manifest into so many emotions that may have you, for example, feeling confused as to why you feel a deep sadness when your external circumstances may actually seem okay. You may have a nice job, a loving family, a great relationship, a beautiful home, and still somehow feel sad and not know why, which is why finding a platform, a community, or a personal ritual to begin healing past trauma is so important.
It really is, Ryan. And just realizing that you are carrying around something can be tricky, and it does take an effort, and perhaps most of all it takes a wish for change and or just the awareness that something doesn't feel right, and it takes the willingness also to look at what is in the way of you feeling peaceful and expansive inside. And like you say, it's really important to have somebody around you or to have a plan or a method for how to deal with all these feelings and the release of them.
Yeah, and I think the more in touch you become with yourself through introspection or meditation or prayer, the easier it is to start connecting the dots and noticing when you feel triggered, and eventually noticing which event is or which experience is causing you to feel that way. That's when memories and experiences may begin to resurface for you to work on them and to work them out. There's a verse in the Bible, I think it's the 1 Corinthians, and it says something to the extent of, God won't give you more than you can handle. And I just love this saying, because I do believe that your higher self or the universe or God or whatever it is that you want, you know, that you believe in, it knows when you're ready to start working on situations and to begin healing.
I love that saying as well, Ryan, and I go by it as well. And it's really helped me many times when I have felt overwhelmed and swamped by, you know, hurdles and challenges, and I've had this feeling of sinking into the mud. But remembering this saying that you only encounter the challenges that you're able to handle, it can really give you some solace and can light up that spark inside that we all have and give you the strength to keep going. And another thing also, we may be thinking when we start to deal with these past feelings and traumas, you know, what's going to come in its place, and how will this change affect my life, and will it get better, or should I just do nothing and then see what happens? You know, you may have all these thoughts and doubts, and they may hold you back as you're not sure what's going to be on the other side of that dark tunnel that you feel you're about to enter or you are about to enter. And working through the not so comfortable feelings can be a scary thing, although it is very rewarding in the end. But this is why it's so very helpful to liaise with someone that you trust, someone in your tribe or some kind of therapist or your priest or healer, someone you just feel resonates with you and your goals, and someone, not least, who lets you be you without judgment.
Yeah, sharing with your tribe or your friendship or your family circle is a very therapeutic way to deal with emotions that have been triggered from the past. But when you reach out to someone, I think it's really important that we are completely authentic with them. And if you feel guarded at all and don't reveal your story in its entirety, it really isn't going to allow the space that you need for healing. So when you talk to a friend or a family member or a tribe member, there is potential for a really beautiful and sacred space to be created between you and them. And that space will allow you to vocalize your worries, your pain, and to gain the support from the other person, and to gain clarity or revelations about your circumstances. So this is a very powerful healing modality if you are willing to go into that space without putting up any walls, and if you allow yourself to be vulnerable. And I know vulnerability is really hard for so many people who have been hurt in the past. So going into a relationship with a tribe member with that, in that vulnerable state, is where you will begin to receive healing. And no one can fully reach you if you're putting up guards or if you're not revealing your story completely.
Hmm. So true, Ryan. So true. I mean, opening up as much as you can, it is really the best way forward. And it can be the most scary as well, like you said, and because you feel exactly vulnerable at this stage. And if you're with the right person or persons who are not judging but are truly there as support, then you will not feel ashamed or guilty or strange about what is going on inside you, and rest assured that someone else has felt the same things or are feeling the same things in that moment, and you're not alone with whatever you're feeling inside, and that can be comforting also to know. And I also like to compare with nature. It's like if you want to clear a brook because the flow of the water has been blocked by little pebbles or by bigger stones, and you start removing the stones, then all the debris, all the rotting leaves and the dirt that has gathered at the bottom will start to come up and become visible, and it will mix in with the clear water, which can be compared to your life force, if you like. But it will also be led away by that flow of the water that is able to clear the blockage. And there will be a free flow afterwards. The water will run clear. So, I always like to compare our life with what goes on in nature, because it's the same thing, just in different settings. We're so much like nature, and we know that nature always finds a way. And that can be comforting also, to know that we are part of nature, and nature always finds a way. And the life force in nature is stronger than anything that blocks it. And we all have that life force within us also. And we have ways to help us unblock all the rocks and boulders and leaves and the dirt and whatever blocks the flow of our life force within us.
Yeah, that's a really great metaphor, Marianne, just remembering that you will flow again, that you have that ability.
Yeah, exactly. And another way to help clear emotional and thought debris in us is, of course, meditation. And there are so many helpful and trustworthy meditations out there, and you can find them on YouTube. I use them a lot. I would just like to say a word of caution, though, which we've also talked about just recently, Ryan. And that's the power of energy when you go into that meditative state, and how important it is to think or visualize that you are in a protected space while you meditate, so that no negative energy can enter your field while you're meditating, and just make sure that you seal off your field afterwards also. So as you go into a meditation, you can visualize yourself in a bubble of white light or pink or golden throughout the meditation. Or you can see yourself sitting in a rainbow, or you can invoke angels or your guides to be by you. And I'm just saying that as a gentle reminder, because not all meditations out there make sure to seal off your field before or afterwards, and they may leave you open. So just a gentle reminder for meditations here.
That's a good reminder there. Well, another way that you can begin to heal situations that are painful from your past is to begin by writing them down. And this can feel scary for someone who is not used to writing. And honestly, not everybody is a writer, so the process of getting a journal out and writing down what you're feeling can be really intimidating. But you can begin by taking a few easy steps. And one way I like to use journaling is to ask myself a question based on the emotions that are coming up. So, for example, you can start your journal session by asking, why am I feeling like this about this situation? Or, I thought I was over what happened to me, so why am I feeling XYZ? And then just allow yourself to respond and allow the words to come to you and write them down. And you don't even have to read it back or to follow the grammatical rules. Just simply allow the words to appear, and then when you're done, you can go back over it and read the messages that came up for you.
That's a great tip, Ryan, and like asking yourself questions. It's almost like you're interviewing your higher self and then letting the answers come through without bias or judgment.
Yeah, exactly. And another way of using the journaling for healing is very similar to the first way, but this time you don't prompt yourself. You just start writing in a free flow way and allow the pen to really just take over. And whatever words come to your mind, go straight into that pen and onto that paper. And this is like it's almost like an automatic writing session where you get out of your own way and you allow your emotions to take the wheel while you step back. So you may feel uneasy at first doing this, especially if you've never done anything like this before. But it really does help to get your feelings out of your head and onto something that becomes visual, because this allows you to process your memories and your emotions and all of that chatter, that monkey chatter that's talked about, that's filling up your mind. And anything that's holding you back or confusing you will just go straight onto that paper. And the more you do it, honestly, the more you do it, the easier it will be for you to turn to the journal as a method of processing healing.
Great way, Ryan. And I think it can be likened to when you talk to someone, like to a trusted friend or a priest or healer, or, you know, as long as you get it out of your system and either you talk about it and you can hear it yourself or you can see it on paper, what you're actually writing. It's a great way to just get it out, and then you can process it just like you say. And another thing, I do this automatic writing myself. And I sometimes put music on, just some kind of soft music, and it can help my conscious mind to kind of step to get busy with listening to the music. And then sometimes it's, you know, you can let your higher self get through more easily.
Right.
But some
just
don't
take
like
over
the music also. Yeah, exactly. But that's just, you know, your own personal preference, whatever, or the mood at that day. Journaling really is a great way to help you get aware of yourself. And I think, you know, the more you are aware of your own patterns and behavior, the more you're able to be in the now and to be in your existence in real time, so to speak.
Yeah, and as we said before, you know, sometimes feelings will arise and you don't really understand where they're coming from. Or you may know where it stems from, but you thought you were over it. And I think it's important to say that, yeah, we don't really get over painful situations. We learn how to deal. We learn how to cope or how to manage our feelings associated with it. And it's okay if you're still working on stuff. You are doing the best you can with what you have experienced. And don't let anyone tell you otherwise, because you cannot simply get over it. And you shouldn't have to, and you shouldn't feel that you have to. So just allow yourself time to heal, even if it means you spend a lifetime trying to heal. And that's okay. And feelings will still be there, but the way it affects you and the choices that you make will have shifted.
Very important message there, Ryan. Very true. And if we're talking about a deeper trauma, it's certainly not something you just get over, you know. I think it's worth it to emphasize that, you know, some wounds do take longer to heal, and that, like you say, it's perfectly okay. And we all deal with trauma in different ways, and whichever way you find is the right way for you at any time. And then that can develop as you go along and you learn to deal with your situation as you move along. I just like to mention another way that I know of that somebody once taught me this one, which I found useful for a certain experience I had once. And it was to go back in my mind and tell myself, with a view to heal and release the situation, but to go back in my mind and tell myself that I was there as an observer and I was there to release the negative effects of what had happened. And I had to go back as if I was observing a movie. So whatever happened in that movie was not happening right now. Right now, I was safe. I was in a safe place with a trusted person next to me, with people dear to me, near me. And I was observing the event and the persons there with detachment. And I would observe the waves of emotions that came rolling in. And then I would let the event and the people go, and reassuring that they were not happening now. I could release them from my field, and whatever issues they had were theirs to deal with, and I could release their effect on me. And this is also, I know, a way that some therapists use in past life regression, like you look at a movie, so you're kind of detaching yourself. It doesn't mean to turn your back on it and pretend it's not there. It's just you're detaching because it's not happening to you now. And I think that's the key point. And another point is to seek help and to open up and accept that going through the hurt and the pain is worth it. It's worth it to enter that dark tunnel because there is a light at the end of it, and it's not going to stay dark forever.
Yeah, that's so true. And just knowing that it's not going to be dark forever is comforting. But I can admit from personal experience that when you are in that place, it does feel very scary, and it does feel like there is no way out. But reaching out to someone, for me, reaching out to someone was my lifesaver, and knowing that that was when I had to be completely vulnerable and just express what was on my heart, and knowing that I was going to be supported because I was loved and I was cared for by this person, and it felt safe. So that was really a way for me to begin healing and the healing process.
Yeah, definitely. And it can also remind us that every moment is a chance to start again. And each experience that we have is a chance for us to grow emotionally and mentally and also spiritually. And it's a chance to finally put these issues to rest and to move forward without their negative effect, or to have worked through it at least. And like you said earlier on, Ryan, learned how to deal with it and how to handle it and live despite of the past trauma. And another good way to feel empowered onwards is also to learn more about and to recognize your own strengths and your positive traits and your natural skills. You know, you can dive into astrological charts or numerological charts or clairvoyant readings and the like, and just to learn more about yourself, to become aware of and proud of your positive and strong qualities. Because if you boost yourself in this way, that can also help you handle the difficult challenges that you have encountered and also will encounter still. As we go through life, we all encounter difficult situations and unexpected situations.
And you know, I see it not only as a chance to move forward without those issues, because I do believe that they help shape us into the people that we are today, and I feel that all of our experiences, whether positive or negative, can help us learn. They can help us grow, and they can help with this metamorphosis of us into something really beautiful and wonderful that can inspire us and inspire those around us. So I think finding ways to nurture, to honor, and to care for yourself as you regain the strength to move forward is really key here. And know that you are worthy of this. You are worthy of your healing. You are worthy of this change. And you are deserving as much as anyone else on the planet. no matter what you have gone through.
That's so true, Ryan. And what a beautiful message I find to leave all our listeners with tonight. Because unfortunately, I think that it's all that we have time for now.
Yeah, so I think we would just like to thank our listeners for listening to this episode. And if you enjoyed it, please feel free to share it using social media. We would be very grateful if you could rate, review, and subscribe to Inspirational Living Podcast on iTunes. Or if you're on Overcast, you can leave a review there. And it really does help a lot in ranking our show. So we would be greatly appreciative if you would go ahead and leave us a review. And please join us on Instagram and Facebook as well. And if you have any comments or questions, you can email us at inspirationallivingpodcast@gmail.com.
Yeah, we'd love to hear from you. And with that, I think we'd like to thank you all again, once again, for staying with us tonight. And we'll leave you with a Rumi quote: "The inspiration you seek is already within you." So good night, everyone, and thank you.
Good night, everyone.